was once a Jedi Knight, the same as your father. He was the best star pilot in the galaxy. And he was a cunning warrior, and he was a good friend. I was once a Jedi Knight, the same as your father. Your father wanted you to have this when you were old enough. Your father's lightsaber, an elegant weapon, but a more civilized day for the dark times.
Wow, what else would we do?
The Mandalorian. But we don't have to.
I didn't watch it.
So. Yeah, I didn't either. I mean, I did, but I've watched it like 4 or 5 times, but
I haven't watched it recently.
Yeah, it's been at least a month.
Did you see the visual effects breakdown thing? I know you didn't because you don't get online.
Negative.
So the whole show was basically shot indoors.
That's mind blowing.
Like
that
all,
sounds expensive.
All of that stuff is all of the effects work and everything is this new rear projection thing that they do.
That's where what
they create. They create these special effects. Basically, and like, there's an article about it on slashfilm.com. I'm sure there's other articles, other places. So if you Google it or just go to search for Mandalorian news or something like that, I'm sure you'll see it, about how they do it. But so it's kind of like what they did with, the prequels where it's so much green screen stuff, except from what I understand, like, it's like it already exists. So they're filming it, not adding it later.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I could be getting some of that wrong.
That kind of makes sense. It's almost just like, repeating what's already there, I guess.
Right. So,
this is just kind of out of left field, but as I was Googling The Mandalorian, it's interesting, or it's weird how, like, even in the show, they call him Mando.
It's
Manda. Like,
yeah.
Mandalorian, like, I don't know.
It's not Mandalorian.
Yeah. I don't know. Isn't that weird?
So let's have a conversation about. So a friend of mine is currently, let's say, seeing someone. They're not like super dating or what. They're not like dating. They see each other every now and then. And he is not a good texter.
Hello?
Hello. Hi. So, I'm fixing to tell Jacob this story of this friend of mine started casually dating someone who's terrible at texting. Seems like a nice person, but, like, you have those people that can't put a coherent thought into a text message. Like, everything just bleeds together. They use the wrong words, misspell words, and it's just like, what are they talking about?
Like, if Hudson were to text someone?
Basically. But he seems, oh my god.
Sorry, I accidentally hit my phone. My bad.
This person is apparently into Star Wars. They were texting about The Mandalorian, since we're talking about The Mandalorian. So this is his, I don't know what she texted him about, and hopefully she never hears this, but I'm not naming names, so we're good. Hopefully he's not a listener of the show. He also uses pet names, which I hate. While we're on the subject, and I know this is not our soon-to-come dating podcast, which we've already recorded the first episode of, how do either one of you feel about pet names?
I call Kara Dr. Pepper all the time.
Really?
No.
I don't know. I can never tell if you're joking, Jacob.
That's part of the joke.
I'm talking about like baby, honey, sweetie.
We use like when we're texting.
Crap like that.
The only thing we use is babe.
Okay.
But we don't, it's not like, it's maybe like once a day. It's not even like.
Elizabeth, how do you feel?
It doesn't bother me.
Okay.
It doesn't bother me if we're dating, but it bothers me if when I waitress, oh, honey, come here. I need you. Oh, excuse me, babe. Like, come here, baby. Like, I don't like that.
Hey, baby. Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to read his text messages.
Okay, hang on, hang on. The thing that annoys me is when people try to get too creative with it. Like, they have to have their own special pet name or whatever, and they just start making up words like honey and badger, even though that's not a made up word. You know what I mean? Like,
sure,
baby cakes.
Baby cakes is not, I think they're all terrible, but maybe I'm just a horrible person.
Well, that much, you're a horrible person.
Well, I'm about to get much, much worse because I mocked this dude, and we're probably going to mock him on the podcast. So, y'all ready?
Let me crack my knuckles.
He's mansplaining, although I don't know that that's what he's doing. He seems like a nice enough guy. He's explaining the Mandalorian, I guess, to her. So
does she like Star Wars? You said that, right?
No.
No, he likes Star Wars.
Yeah, she likes Star Wars. She's watching it. She's very casual. Like, she doesn't love Star Wars. I wouldn't even say she likes Star Wars. She doesn't mind Star Wars. She's not going to watch it constantly.
Yeah.
So,
she's just watching this because it's
and everybody's talking about
it. Yeah.
So, and you can watch it without really knowing Star Wars. All right, you ready? No.
Mm-hmm. That's my chair. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Oh, my dear. I'm going to have to put punctuation in. Otherwise, it's not going to make any sense. Oh, my dear. Basically, the child is a Jedi. The whole species is pretty much born Jedi. So Mendo, not Mando, his race is part of a tribe called Mandalorians, so the child is actually getting ready to be trained in the art of being a Mandalorian, so he's going to be a Jedi and the Mandalorian at the same time. So my guess is he's taking him back for the rest of the tribe is, I don't know, if you remember where the forge was, they had to move because only one can leave and one come back. I didn't want too many outside of the encampment, depending on where they were. Basically, one Mandalorian is 300 Spartans plus Leonidas. That's wrong. You just made me nerd out. Blush sign. Like, okay, that's just the first text. And, like, there's a lot wrong there.
Can we just move past this?
No. Like, it's already pissed Jacob off. So, Jacob, correct me if I'm wrong. We don't know jack squat about Yoda's species.
Right.
In fact, there are only three in canon, right?
Well, first of all, Logan, I'm going to nerd out here a little bit. Leonidas was the greatest war general ever. And he didn't need 300 Spartans. So he is Yoda.
He seems like a nice enough guy. I don't want to be a bully. And I'm not trying to be. But, like, he's so wrong about a lot of stuff. Because this is not just it. Nobody's born a Jedi.
No.
Nobody. Unless there's some Old Republic stuff that comes in and negates that. Nobody's born a Jedi.
Yeah, they're a Jedi is kind of like a religion. Like,
they're just born like with the Force.
Well, everyone has access, like, to the Force.
The Force,
well, they're
all around
special.
Us. It's around us. It's what binds us together. Like, we know all that. But they might be more in tune with the Force, but that's not necessarily true because we don't know. We only know of three of them. Yes, all three of them are Force users, but that, like, if you only know, if the only three, how do I say this without sounding? If you only know, there's no way to say it without bad stereotypes, so you'll just have to forgive me. If you only know three Chinese people, no, here's a good, if you only know three Chinese people, or three Japanese people, or three Asians in general, and they're all math wizards. That does not mean that every Asian is a math wizard. It doesn't. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I was going to say, nope, there's some dumb ones out there.
There's, you know, I'm sure that there's a hurt Yoda species that's like, hurt, you know, a Jar Jar version of whatever there are.
The clumsy Yoda.
Yeah, you know, so, like, it's that kind of, like, definitive statements that I'm just like, why are you saying things like you're so sure to try to impress somebody who doesn't give a flip about Star Wars ultimately?
To me, it kind of sounds...
he does just want to impress her.
Well, to me, it kind of sounds like he doesn't really know anything and...
Like, he thinks he knows.
Yeah, so he's just, like, watch random...
He's played the video games.
Or something like that, yeah. Because in every video game, like Knights of the Old Republic, there's a Yoda figure, and he's on the Jedi Council, you know.
Yeah.
They're never portrayed as bad either, so.
It would be so awesome to see
except
a bad...
for in the Clone Wars when Yoda faces his dark side.
Yeah, his dark side. So, there's more. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
But wait, there's more.
She said... something. So how is he gonna find where the other Yoda people are? And I don't know what this has to do with anything. I know I'm a dork, LOL, and that's where Disney is going to be Disney on this, and they better do it right. What? Okay. That was me going, what? Because that planet has never been named. Correct. And Yoda never actually knew what he was actually from. Incorrect. We don't know that.
Yeah. He may not even be from a planet.
Okay. So, and what I have figured out, because he's a detective now, over the years, was a Sith Lord named Darth Revan and Darth Nihilus. Revan is canon. Nihilus is not canon, right?
Which isn't true. No, he's canon
Darth
now.
Darth Revan is canon. Nihilus is canon?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
I swear I looked at Wikipedia and it says he's not canon.
Just keep going. Okay. I want to hear the rest of
it. Dark Nihilus pretty much destroyed those planets, and by those planets I'm talking about where the Mandalorian race was Mandalore, I don't know, and I'm pretty sure wherever Yoda's race is from. Incorrect. Mandalore still existed because it's in the Clone Wars.
Yeah, plus he's probably talking about Darth Malak, because Darth Revan and Darth Nihilus never meet.
Okay. So, I said they aren't born Jedi, but he's right about a couple of things. And she said, is that the only thing he's wrong about? So she takes me something else. The end of the last episode, you saw that general black guy.
Oh my God.
So, in his defense here, this dude is biracial. So, I don't think that that's any kind of like inference. He just doesn't know his name. So that general, the black guy, cut his way out of the starfighter, yes. Which it was a TIE fighter. I guess technically they're starfighters, but it's not a starfighter. She said, oh, black lightsaber, you mean? He said, yes, ma'am. I was seeing if you catch me on that. LOL. Ugh. There's not a lot of black lightsabers. No, not. There's just the one.
Yep.
What makes a color is a crystal inside of it, and the colors really reflect the Jedi. I think he means reflect.
Yeah.
The Jedi when they put the crystal in the hand of the Jedi. So literally, you don't pick the crystal picks you. It reflects your power, your force. So when it's corrupted and you go to the dark side, it becomes red. That's false. The crystal doesn't change once it changes color. Correct?
And we don't even know.
It talks about it in Ahsoka's book.
You're saying I'm not correct?
Yeah.
It does change color?
That's what it says in, like, when I read the Ahsoka book.
Well, that makes sense because...
Because that's why they're red. Because she said it's almost like bleeding.
No, once it changes to a specific color, it doesn't change to another color.
Like, if it's yellow, it stays yellow?
Yes.
So it doesn't turn red if it's yellow?
Right.
No, that's not right.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I think it may change. Because the thing that's confusing is that it's...
Then how come the blades don't change when you use somebody else's lightsaber?
Because it's not their...
Yeah.
It's not their crystal.
Yeah. Like what she said, if I remember correctly, she talks about how the Kyber crystals get taken... a lot of the inquisitors that have lightsabers at this point in time that she's in the book, they are stolen Kyber crystals from Jedi lightsabers that they have previously killed, and it's like they're broken, crystals bleed, like they're dying and sad, and that's why they're red.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which makes sense because Ahsoka's sabers turn silver or white or whatever you want.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess I'm wrong about that. But so he finishes with this. So it to be black, I'm assuming, means so for it to be black, you have to be pretty far on the dark side and still have connections to the light, but rely on the dark, which means you're pretty damn powerful. So whoever he's under, I want to know. So
that's not true.
No, because the Jedi made that saber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't really know that much about it, right?
Right. We only know what we've been told by...
From the Clone Wars.
Yeah.
Or Rebels.
No, it was in the Clone Wars.
Oh. Okay.
It shows up in Rebels.
Yeah.
But you hear a lot about it from... what's that dude's name? Pre Vizsla. You hear a lot about it from Pre Vizsla because it was his ancestor that made it.
Yeah.
He was the first.
The first Mando Jedi.
Yeah.
Mando Jedi.
I mean,
he does have a good point. Like, who is this guy under and what does he want, kind of thing?
Yeah, but he thinks that this dude is a Jedi. A Sith. And he's not a Sith.
But we don't know that.
If he was a Sith, he would have wrecked those people.
Well, yeah, he doesn't move like a Sith.
I think he would. I mean, he would have tore that place.
He reminds me of Thrawn a little bit.
Yeah,
I feel like he's a collector of the things that he's conquered.
Yeah,
but I don't know anything about him. That's just the vibe that I got. Like he's.
I kind of felt like he was undercover and didn't really want to hurt them.
Really?
Yeah. But I don't know. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
That's just kind of what I thought, because I was like, why does he know everything about them? Why does he, you know, care enough to sit there and be like, oh, haha, I know who your mom and dad was, or whatever he was saying about, you know, you have an alcohol problem, or whatever he was saying. And then instead of just blowing them up.
Because he needs them for something.
So,
just like Thrawn.
I have some more. So. Okay.
But wait, there's more.
I went on a long rant, and I guess I got some stuff wrong, too. I didn't think the crystals changed color after they had initially changed color. But I guess I'm wrong about that. So,
well, I think that's changed throughout the years, so yeah. It's not like it's always been like that.
Right. So, I said some stuff. I said, tell them to watch Clone Wars and Rebels and then get back to you. She said, what is Clone Wars and Rebels? I said, Star Wars TV series. And then I went off on a rant about stuff he's wrong about, which we've discussed. And then she sent me one more text. She asked, have you seen that TV show about the Clone Wars? He said, which one? So at first, I was like, which one? There's only freaking one. So, and then I thought about it. I was like, well, technically there was the little mini episodes.
Yeah.
So I guess he could mean those. So I like backed off of that. But he says, which one? She said, I didn't realize there was more than one. He says, LOL, yes, there's a lot. There he's wrong. There's not a lot. Technically, there's only two.
Maybe he meant episodes.
Yeah,
I guess so. here's what he says. Maybe I'm misinterpreting it. LOL, yes, there's a lot look like sideshows. I pick and choose on those. They're all pretty good. That's what I heard.
So, I have a question for this chick. If someone texts me like that, and it's not like it's just one random text message. Obviously, they're having a conversation. You can't text like this. Like, why are you interested in this dude?
She's very on the fence.
I mean, that would annoy the crap out of me.
Yep.
Unless he's rich. I don't know.
Nope. Definitely not.
Powerful?
Nope. So I did get some stuff wrong. So I'll have to own up to her on that and say I did get some stuff wrong that he's probably right about. Mostly just a crystal thing. But, oh my God.
I think he's just guessing.
I think he's just trying to impress her.
With stuff she doesn't care about?
Yeah, I was like, who does that with Star Wars? I'm going to go wake Kara up right now and be like, babe.
Have you ever heard the story of Darth Plagueis the Wise?
The Wise? I didn't think so. That's not a story the Jedi would tell. I'm doing it right now.
Kara's going to punch him in the face. Oh, my God. Sorry, Elizabeth, we cut you off.
No, it's fine.
It's not fine. We're terrible.
I just feel like I do it to people. If they're like, oh, you know, like today, the girl that was making the flyer about Star Wars, she came and asked me, and I was like, oh, no, you have to do this and this and this, you know.
But you know about Star Wars.
But I what?
But you know about Star Wars.
Well, yeah. But I'm always down to tell people about information I know. I'm like, heck yeah.
But wouldn't you be sure of that information before you just ran off at the mouth? Like, I'm 100% right about this.
Sometimes I've really thought I was correct about stuff and then was like completely wrong. So
I'm not going to do that when it's stuff that they can Google. I'll preface it with like, I think it's this, but I might be wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not
be like, no, I'm right. And then send me like, well, Google says that you're wrong.
Yeah. So
now you're an idiot. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I can't say that's ever happened to me, but like, I don't know. I mean, maybe he just thinks he sounds cool.
Does
I mean,
read,
okay.
Read his text?
Maybe. Okay. If he was.
Yeah, proofread your text, buddy.
Okay. If he was sending that to like, say me, I would have laughed in his face. And corrected him because I like to be right. So she doesn't know, obviously. She doesn't know anything about it. You know, maybe she's interested in it. Maybe she's not. Maybe she's just trying to be interested in it because she thinks he's cute or whatever. I've done stuff like that before, like with football.
I'm mad. I don't think he was that good. But he seems like a nice guy.
Oh, well, when you said that. I just thought that time that you thought Chipper Jones
shut
was
up,
Bobby
shut,
Cox.
Shut. I thought you were going to say something else. That one, I don't care.
What, like Jimmy seven. Dean?
No.
James
Cam,
Dean?
Cam Newton.
Oh, Cam, yeah.
But yeah, like, I just, I don't know. So I can kind of see it from both ways. Like, don't, like, harp on him too much. But maybe he just really does think he knows everything so well. And well, he just doesn't, obviously he doesn't know it as well as he thinks he does.
Well,
coming from people that know every little single thing about Star Wars and picks it apart.
We don't. Like, I'm wrong. So.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah, but. In our heads, we know every little thing about Star Wars. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So I met him, and it was
Did
with
you punch him in the nuts.
No, it was with a group of people, some of whom I had not seen in a few months. So one of them, I asked, "It's like, hey man, did you go see Rise of Skywalker?" He said, "Yeah," and then we started discussing it, and then this guy jumps in, and they both start talking about how Rey is just bogus. And I'm just like, I'm going to exit this conversation because, like, this is going to become like, oh, she can't be as good as she is. That whole Mary Sue yeah. thing. Like, I just was like, no, y'all, I'm not, y'all are wrong on this. So, well, just how is she like, blah, 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 blah. And this dude who I'm talking about has not seen Rise of Skywalker yet. So I wanted to look at him and just be like, because she's Palpatine's kid. Bam!
Spoilers.
But I was a good person, and I didn't spoil it for him.
No, I would have.
Wait.
What's his name?
Is this the texter?
Not saying his name. Yes, the texter.
He hasn't seen it yet?
No, but he's a big Star Wars fan. So...
It's not even in theaters anymore.
Did you have knowledge of this conversation beforehand?
That he hadn't seen it yet? No.
No, the text messages.
Oh, God, yes.
Oh, yeah. 100% okay to spoil that for him. He probably already knows.
I know.
No.
He probably wrote JJ himself and been like, little JJ, I'm going to nerd out here a little bit and...
Well, as the script for that movie is, I think he might have written the script. So I've been wanting about this for like a week now because like I've just had all of this like not correct information like in my head, and I'm like, I have nobody to talk about this to because she doesn't care. Like, I sent this long message of like everything that I thought he was wrong about. Obviously the crystal thing, I'm wrong, and I'll tell her that. But everything else I was right about. I know she doesn't care. Cause she literally responded to my text TLDR, which is too long, didn't read. While she read all it's like broken nonsense. And I was just like, I know you didn't read it. I knew you weren't going to read it when I sent it to you, but I had to say it. I hope you know that I had to say it. And I was like, and you have to stop texting me this conversation if you ever want me to be nice to this guy.
Did she? Okay, what is that thing? Is too long to read? So TLDR.
Too long, didn't read.
Oh, too long, didn't read. Can she change that to, for him, TFDR?
Too effed up, didn't read.
Too frustrating?
I didn't read. sure.
Well, I do agree with them. What did they say about Ray?
That she's too good too quick.
What did they say that they did to her? Like, you used a word and I can't Mary remember Sue. Now.
Mary
no,
Sue.
No, not Mary Sue. Like,
oh.
That they trashed her character or whatever. That she's trash.
Yeah, I mean, they were just downing her. Like, talking about what a garbage character she was.
Well, I agree with that. But in a different aspect. I feel like she was not important enough.
Okay. I mean, I can buy that. But they're saying that she's... Like, the fact that she can do all of this stuff is ridiculous. And I'm just like, she's been fending for herself and living on scraps on a desert planet. Yeah. And you think it's ridiculous that she can defend herself? The first time Finn meets her, she beats the crap out of him.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Like, no, your argument is garbage. Rey is a fine character. You know who's definitely a Mary Sue of a character is Poe. Like, we have no, like, he's just good at everything he does.
Well, yeah.
But it's okay, because he's a dude.
I mean, dude, he did give us the line, happy beeps. I mean,
Jacob's good at everything he does, too.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Let's ask Kara.
Well, if I go tell her the story of Darth Plagueis the Wise, I'm not going to be good at talking anymore.
She's going to break his teeth. I just want you to
talk
wake
like
her up.
Jim Bob Jedi.
Yeah. I just want you to wake her up in the middle of the night and go, baby, have I ever told you the story of Darth Plagueis the Wise?
I'm going to do that. And I'm going to have to, I'm going to like.
You record it with your phone? Like, yeah, just, it doesn't have to be the video, just the audio.
Yeah.
Just I'm doing to it see tonight.
If you guys want to hear it, go to Patreon. You're going to have to subscribe to the $25 tier, though. Or actually, it's probably going to be about the $500 tier, because we're going to need some money to fix my teeth.
I feel better now that I've gotten all that off my chest. I've been holding on to it for way too long.
Well, I want to go back to that first paragraph.
No, I don't want to talk about it.
I just want to hear it again so I can break it down.
I got to find it again.
We can do it off the... Or I can just listen to it. I'll listen back. We can talk about something else.
I mean, I feel kind of bad for the guy.
So do I. I kind of want to meet him. I want to see what he looks like.
I imagine...
He looks about like how he sounds on the tape. I'm being a bully, and I apologize. He seems like a really nice guy.
Yeah, but we're laughing at it, so...
He dumb.
That's how he would have texted it. He don't.
Oh, here we go. One more time. Oh, my dear. Basically, the child is a Jedi. The whole species is pretty much born Jedi. So, Mendo, his race, is part of a tribe called Mandalorians. So, the child is actually getting ready to be trained in the art of being a Mandalorian. So, I want to see that little midget Mandalorian. Yeah. Midget's a derogatory term. I apologize. So, he's going to be a Jedi and the Mandalorian at the same time. So my guess, he's taking him back to the rest of the tribe. If you remember where the forge was, they had to move because only one can leave and one come back. I didn't want too many outside of the encampment, depending on where they were at.
I didn't know only one could leave and one could come back.
There only one can be seen.
Oh, I knew
it's
about
not that,
that
they can't leave or, you know, like...
It's so that's, they didn't
that's
know about
the line
numbers.
In the in the show.
Yeah.
It's why some people walk in a straight line to hide their numbers. So
yeah. Single file. They zigzag all over the desert. I just want to see a baby Yoda. People are getting really pissed off at people calling him baby Yoda. We know he's not Yoda. But anyways, I just want to see him in his own Mando armor. That's going to be legit.
How are they going to get a helmet that fit his big old ears?
I don't know. His ears are going to be popping out of the helmet.
It's a good thing they have a smithy.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know if she's alive or not, but I'm sure she is.
I for sure think she's alive, and she's definitely going to be in the next season.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was pretty badass.
From Mandalore.
She, like, took those troopers down like it was nothing.
You guys need to play Knights of the Old Republic just for the Mandalorian stuff.
And then melted that one guy. He had no chance.
I want to know how she knew how to do all that. Being a female, I think that she's just way too good at that way too fast.
Yeah.
Like, that was a dude I could buy it. But
instead of making armor, she should have been making sandwiches.
Wow.
We're 100% joking.
I know. Yes,
that was a joke.
But, yeah.
Elizabeth, can you make me, like, a little icon that has her on there? And says,
you guys want some sandwiches?
Yeah. That says, I used to be an armorer.
Oh.
But now I just make sandwiches.
I used to be an armorer. That's funny. I made my first sticker today.
Where are the buttons?
They're still in my car.
Where's the buttons?
I mean,
I could only do one color, though, so I couldn't do the X-Wing files. I had to make something up.
That's fine. I really would just like to get some buttons.
Buttons, man.
Remind me to
put them in a small box and mail them for like $8.
Probably cheaper than that. You probably go to the post office, get one of those little paper envelopes, and
I was just wanting to make more before I sent just a few.
But I want one for me.
Oh, okay.
Or a few for me.
Can we have this guy on the podcast?
No, because I feel like we'd make fun of him and he'd get super upset about it.
Oh, I wouldn't make fun of him to his
face. I would. I definitely would.
Like, bro.
I would, when your friend was on the podcast,
and I'm sure he'll hear this, but when he was like, didn't know what The Mandalorian was about.
Oh, Johnny.
And I was like, dude, have you read anything?
I feel like Johnny was just having a bad day that day.
Yeah.
I love Johnny. He's the only reason we still have a Facebook page.
That is true.
He did not know anything about The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
I feel like if I made fun of the guy, he would be mad even more because I'm a female.
Wait, you're a female?
All right, so you want to get into some news?
Yeah, I'm about to fall asleep.
Why isn't that chick dating you?
Me?
Yeah.
We're friends.
This is not the dating podcast you're looking for. That's somewhere else.
And coming soon.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Okay, so where do we want to start with news? We haven't recorded in so effing long. Rise of Skywalker has made $1
billion.
Yay.
So $1 billion.
Even the worst Star Wars movie still makes money.
The Last Jedi?
I'm going to kick you off the podcast.
I love The Rise of Skywalker.
I do too.
Really?
Bobby, I was like, baby. Okay, since Jacob's, I know we already talked about it, but since Jacob is on this one and he wasn't on the other one where we talked about me seeing the movie, because y'all recorded without me, but anyway. I was so into that movie, and when things kept happening, when Chewbacca died, I was like on the edge of my seat, like, oh my God, And I just, like, looked at Jacob, and Jacob just had this straight face looking at the screen. And I was like, oh, my God, oh, my God. And then I just started to cry like a freaking baby. And then you find out, like, 5 minutes later, it's not his, you know, it wasn't his ship or whatever.
Which is such bogus bullcrap.
No, yeah. No. I'm going to disagree with you on that, because if he died, I would have been so pissed off. Like, I would have been so pissed off. Because, like, they're already taking everybody else away. Like, don't take Chewie.
Okay? Oh, I was getting ready to walk out of the theater.
Drive to J.J. Abrams' house and punch him in the nut.
What the? What were you thinking?
And The way that if he would have died like that, yeah, it would have been like how Admiral Ackbar died.
Yeah.
Those are just dumb. Neo-Nub died, or whatever his stupid name is.
Ian Nub, yeah.
I like who him. Is that?
He's the guy that laughs like this.
Oh.
Lando's buddy?
Yeah.
He's dead. Who else?
Just stupid ways to kill people off. Check that list.
It's just, and people are like, oh, those characters don't matter, but they do matter. If they didn't matter, they wouldn't be in the
okay,
movie.
But people matter when they were in the fighter pilots Wedge and stuff. Like, they were only in the movie for like 10 seconds, and you sure. know, I mean,
so
but everybody loved them.
Is it Snap that's related to Wedge? It's Snap. Like
Wexley,
yeah,
like in real life.
No,
oh, in the.
I think one of them is related to Wedge and dies in that fire, that dogfight at the end. And like, he does not react. Like, yeah. That dude is terrible. Wedge sucks.
Poe reacts when Snap dies.
Yeah, poor Snap.
Because I think they're supposed to be like best friends.
See, and Snap was not a character I cared about at all until the Poe Dameron comic. And I was like, oh, I like this guy. And then they kill him off, and I'm like, oh, man.
Does that comic talk about a character named Tally?
Is that what? The
Snap
big fat dude with the beard.
Snap is the guy that Rose was in Rose's only scene and was the dumbest scene in the movie.
Are you coming with us? No, I got to stay here and do something else.
I gotta upload the schematics of these new Star Destroyers. General Leia wanted me to. That's what she says. Well, she kind of says that.
So let's talk about non-negative news. Wait, hold on. I don't have anything that's not negative.
Wasn't that scene awkward, though? Because he, like, comes up. And she's like, couldn't you just be a little more happy about it?
Yeah.
Like, no, we're all about to die. Why would I be happy about it? Anyways. Emperor freaking Palpatine is back.
Was. Didn't he die?
Well, at the end of that. Well, who knows?
So, go ahead.
I just said he's gone.
He's dead, Mr. Coach Klein.
I was waiting for that. Anyways, continue.
So, let's see. Rise of Skywalker was nominated for 3 Academy Awards and probably a bunch of, what are the bad awards? I forget what they're called.
I don't know. I haven't watched an award show since Oscars.
Oh,
I don't know. I was in diapers, probably.
Yeah.
Which was yesterday.
There was a leak, apparently, of Colin Trevorrow's original Episode 9 story, which I haven't even looked at. So
I saw that, but I did not read it either.
I don't want to think about what might have been. I'm already disappointed in what we have.
What did I watch where I don't know if this was a dream or not, actually. Wait.
Well, then, how the heck are we going to know?
Wait. I think I might have dreamed this, but was Dave Filoni an X-Wing pilot?
He was.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Mandalorian.
Okay.
Yeah.
In our next episode, we'll talk about it.
I thought that was a dream. Okay.
You're dreaming about Dave over there.
I've actually been dreaming a lot about him and Ahsoka.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, the past, I want to say, like, three... Well, I guess you dream every night. But the past, like, three dreams that I can remember, it's been about Dave Filoni and Ahsoka.
Well,
it's weird.
That's some Star Wars news.
So, Taika Waititi has been approached, apparently, to possibly helm something Star Wars related. Are y'all both going to say, who is that?
I was going to say, God bless you.
So he directed one of the Mandalorian episodes, and he's the voice of the IG unit, mm-hmm. but he also directed Thor Ragnarok
and co-wrote it,
or I think co-wrote it. Has done a lot of other stuff, and his newest, latest film, Jojo Rabbit's actually nominated for Best Picture.
That's the one about Hitler, right?
Yeah.
Well, not about Hitler, but...
It's weird. I haven't seen it,
but I've heard it. Was thinking Peter Rabbit. And then you said
yes,
Hitler.
Peter Rabbit.
And I imagined Peter Rabbit with a mustache. What? I don't know. I'm so tired.
Hail Hydra.
Oh, good.
We're coming up on the Clone Wars pretty quick, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was
February 23rd, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think.
Wait, what comes out the 14th?
Valentine's Day.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, never mind. That's Birds of Prey. Never mind.
Yeah. So to coincide with that, there's a Clone Wars weekly comic series announced coming from IDW, not from Marvel, but they have like a co-publishing thing with IDW. So that's going to be interesting, I hope.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weekly. Star Wars Adventures, The Clone Wars Battle Tales.
February 21st is when it comes out.
This is a 5-issue series, so it's not you're not gonna have to pick up a $4 book every week. So but it doesn't hit till April 1st. So, still, more Clone Wars is, I think, an absolute good thing in whatever form we can get it in. And we can end with some more bad news.
Wait, can we talk about the Obi-Wan news?
That was the bad news. So, first, a couple of weeks ago, since we haven't recorded in a while, it was rumored that Jar Jar was going to be appearing in the Obi-Wan series. I'm okay with that. But now, as of, earlier today, Obi-Wan has been put on hold.
Aww.
Holding for General Hugs.
So... maybe Jar Jar is cursed.
So, they put Obi-Wan on hold, but Cassian's not on hold?
Well, it hadn't started production yet.
Oh. They're going to make
it. Obi-Wan, they had scripts they were gearing up to start in a couple of months. It's not canceled. It's being put on hold. So.
Maybe they're going to fix The Last Jedi first.
Oh my god. Why do you troll me?
It's not really for you. It's more for Spencer.
Yeah. Kathleen Kennedy has made the call to indefinitely delay the start of production on the Obi-Wan series in order to punch up the scripts.
What?
So apparently the scripts were not good.
Who's writing those?
Kennedy. I don't know. Hopefully not the same person that wrote Rise of Skywalker.
Or The Last Jedi.
Rian Johnson wrote The Last Jedi, and it's fine. It's much better than Rise of Skywalker. So, fans were kind of losing their minds. But Ewan McGregor did make a statement saying, guys, it's not that dramatic. We're going to do the series.
I'm going to finance it myself.
It's just him in his basement with a lightsaber.
I'd watch that.
Ahmed Best shows up and he's like, what am I doing here? So yeah, no Obi-Wan series coming anytime soon.
Y'all's dating podcast should be called Another Pathetic Life Form.
We have too many names.
My name is the best.
So long.
That's what she said.
God. Not to me.
Hey-o.
Again.
So.
Anyways.
So, yeah. It's kind of all the news crammed into a short amount of time. I know we spent a lot of time making fun of a dude that doesn't deserve it because he's a nice guy.
Well, it sounded to me like he did deserve it.
Well, just...
Nobody deserves to get made fun of.
No, I think everybody deserves to get made fun of. You just have to be willing to be okay. And it has to not be mean. Like, I did say he's dumb, but he is kind of dumb. But it's okay to be dumb. Just say you're dumb. I'm dumb at a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I don't pretend to be great at anything.
If you can't laugh at yourself, that's no way to go through life.
I feel like that's a quote from something.
I just made it up.
I don't think so.
Well, if it is, I'm sorry.
So... Anyway, what else is going on? Elizabeth's super sleepy.
Mm-hmm.
You can hop off, go to bed.
Oh my God, is this Steven? Oh my God.
Alrighty.
Steven Seagal?
I knew that's what Steven looked like. I don't know.
What is
nothing?
Know what you're talking about.
I just realized I'm tired. So I don't want to go to bed. Oh, I was gonna say something, but I forgot now.
Something about Steven?
No. Hey, I was looking at my friend, or I guess our friend Nick. They went to Disney World and they saw like all the Star Wars and stuff. But then I saw our other friend, Nick, and anyway, but that reminded me of when I was, the other day I was on Ahsoka's, what's her real name?
Ashley Eckstein.
Yes. At her universe, I was looking at all this stuff, and some of her t-shirts for, I can't think right now, I'm sorry. Her t-shirt, yes, some of the Star Wars t-shirts went on sale. And I was going to tell you guys, if you want for my birthday, you can get me some of those.
I will buy you a t-shirt if you will send me buttons.
Oh my God, okay. I want the Ahsoka t-shirt. Like the long sleeve, don't give me no short sleeve crap.
I want to get Spencer on here so he can tell the story of the tattoo he was going to get.
My tattoo is better.
Your tattoo is legit.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. I feel like I'm going to tell Spencer's story wrong, but he had this idea for a tattoo that was Ahsoka with older Ezra and Kanan with the visor on.
Mm-hmm.
And like he sent her some, or her, I don't know, the tattoo artist, some reference material. And whoever it was, like, literally just went online and like cribbed the most cartooniest versions of the characters and like mocked up a dummy tattoo. And he showed it to me. I was like, that's awful. It doesn't look badass at all. He was like, yeah, I know. I was like, you didn't get it. He's like, no. Like, they showed me that, and I was like, no, that's not what I wanted at all. So he did not get a Star Wars tattoo.
What does he want?
It's like Ahsoka in like a battle pose. Hold on, I can probably show, because Ryan found something really similar.
I was going to say, I could draw it for him.
You should hit him up.
If he pays me.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll pay you.
I can't work for free anymore because I started part-time, so...
You should never work for free.
Well, for family and stuff, I don't mind doing it.
Yeah, but still.
So, okay, for your lightsaber hilt that I'm designing, which...
I'll give you $5.
I've gone through a couple of them because I've drawn up two that I like, but none that I really, really like. So a lot of them went in the trash. You can buy me an Ahsoka t-shirt.
Sure.
Fair trade. Okay. Now, Ryan wants a whole freaking painting. He was like, how much do I got to pay you for this painting? I was like, just pay the shipping and handling. It'll be fine.
So I'm sending y'all the mock-up of what the tattoo artist showed him. And like, I think you'll agree that, like, why would you get that tattoo?
Oh, no.
Oh, I love that. Ezra looks like Anakin.
So
Kanan doesn't look too bad, but Ahsoka looks... First off, her lips. Let's talk about that for a second.
And Ryan was like, I just found this. And this is not the same three characters, but something more in the style of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of Darth Maul, just put Ezra back there and Ahsoka in the front.
Yes.
She could be holding her lightsabers behind her like that.
Why does he want Ahsoka in, like, the fort?
Because she's badass.
Damn. Yeah.
Doesn't he love Ezra?
And he said, I told her, this is the Ahsoka, like he wanted. The adult version of Ahsoka with her lightsabers. And she definitely drew Kitty Ezra and young Ahsoka. And then... Not helmeted or visor.
Kanan.
So.
That's a really cool picture of Ahsoka.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
What's crazy is he found this online that's fan art that he's like, if you look at this and look at the Ezra picture that she used, she definitely ripped this off from somebody else.
She did.
The same face. It's like the exact same. I was like, oh, that's so bogus, man. Like, yeah.
She's not a good tattoo artist.
If he gets a tattoo of Chopper, he will be the greatest ever. Chopper and what's the stupid robot on Resistance name?
I don't remember either.
Damn it.
BB-8.
4219.
Hut.
Oh, you write 1-2.
PC.
I did not.
4-0.
Yeah, I don't know. So.
Well.
That's a very bad version of Spencer's tattoo story, which he might get mad at me for telling.
Tell him. Hit me up. I'll help him out. I'm currently drawing for a friend. Hopefully. No, I don't think he listens to this podcast, but he might actually. Never mind. I'll just say it anyway. It's supposed to be a surprise birthday present. She wants me to make a family of them, but as Bob's Burgers characters.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Like standing in front of Bob's Burgers. I was like, okay. She was like, how much would you charge me for that? I was like, I don't know, like $25. She was like, okay. I think it would be fun. But yeah, if any of you guys listening want to order anything, y'all hit me up.
You'll get it in 2 or 3 years.
No, no. See, if you pay me, you'll get it.
I will pay you for the freaking buttons.
I need some money in my pockets. My money is running low because I'm working part-time and I go to school full-time now. So make the money flow my way.
So, do you have the ability to create prints, like, of work you do?
Yeah.
So, actually, we could have a tier that's, like, I don't know, $20 a month? And you get, like, an exclusive print by you every month.
Yeah. We could do something like that. But maybe not right away. It would have to be in a couple months because I'm still learning Photoshop, and that's like key, but yeah. I haven't started Illustrator yet or InDesign, so both of those, which it would, I would be leaning more towards Illustrator just because that's what I'm gonna be, so I just haven't learned those steps yet, so it'll be a couple months before I get there.
Okay.
But I was going to tell you guys, I do have to make a banner in the future. And I also have to make a logo. So,
design our logo?
I was going to say, if you guys want me to design a logo, start thinking of stuff so I can put something together. Because I'm a little bit behind because all the other kids that are in the class, they all started a month ahead of me. And they're all full-time. I started a month late and I'm part-time. So I'm like pretty far behind. Like where they're all in InDesign, I'm just getting out of Mac Basics into Photoshop. So I'm pretty far behind them. But yeah, I know we have to do, like I just made my first sticker today, which was pretty legit. And then I made those buttons and stuff, but I'm about to have to make a banner, about to have to do all kinds of stuff like that. So start hitting me up if y'all think of anything.
Hit her up.
Yep. So I can make it because it has to be a project. And then if I do really well enough and I start making things, my teacher said I can sell and profit off of anything that I make. But I have to give her a cut so she could pay for the supplies. So
it sounds highly illegal.
No, I'm just basically giving her the money to buy the supplies for me. It's not illegal if it's projects.
Yeah. True that.
Yeah.
Oh. Alrighty then. So, if you stumbled on this and you have no idea who we are, what we're talking about, the name of this podcast, where to go, since we don't introduce ourselves at all. hey, everybody, welcome back to the X-Wing Files.
I'm Elizabeth.
I'm Logan.
I don't give a crap.
That's Jacob. He's got a story to tell you.
I'm good at everything.
patreon.com/thexwingfiles
or / X-Wing Files. Is it the X-Wing Files or X-Wing Files?
Oh my god,
I can't remember.
It's been so long.
I think it's the X-Wing Files.
I know.
The X-Wing Files.
Nope, it's patreon.com/X-Wing Files.
Oh.
So, We have one in $3 memberships. $3 gets you exclusive content when we have it, which more will be coming as soon as we have the time.
Especially when the TV show starts.
We said that about The Mandalorian, too.
But we did that for a while.
We did. We didn't even do half the show.
Oh, I thought we did a couple.
No. I think we did 4 episodes. Jacob would know.
We did 5 episodes.
Oh, okay. So we did over half the show. So, but we got to do some more commentary tracks and whatnot. So, might have
extenuating circumstances also. So,
yeah, I might have some schedule changes on the horizon. We'll see. Good things might be coming. So, if not, we'll figure something out. Anyway, yeah. So patreon.com/xwingfiles, at the X-Wing Files on the social medias, the Twitter and the Instagram. Although you might not get a response because Jacob doesn't go on Twitter anymore, and I don't know if Elizabeth signs on to the Instagram at all. So you can go to Facebook and look for the X-Wing Files and find our page and our group. Johnny is currently, you know, the leader sponsor of the pack. Yeah, on the group. He posts a lot of memes. Although I think Eric posted the one that was Rey and Spider-Man. That made me laugh so much.
Oh, so we're using made-up names now?
That made me laugh. So
that was funny.
And we'll be back with more episodes soon, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. Who knows?
Eventually.
It's a mystery.
We'll get around to it.
And Jacob, I still want us to do the one we talked about.
Okay, we can name that one a pathetic life form.
No, it's not a secret. We're just gonna talk. It's gonna be more religious based, so it might not be people's cup of tea. So.
Yeah, y'all have fun with that.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding. Anyway, yeah, go do all that stuff. Anybody got anything else for I'm supposed to be able to go to sleep soon.
Yeah, I'm pretty tired. Like, time now is like 9 o'clock. Like, it's ridiculous.
Elizabeth, you need to get on animating Tar Wars.
Okay. I'll put it on my list.
Yeah.
You need to design characters for Tar Wars.
Okay.
Hopefully more Tar Wars coming soon.
So. It's been over a year now, right?
No, it hasn't been a year.
We could...
I thought we recorded that in January.
Of last year? I don't think so.
We could do some commentaries on, like, the Clone Wars.
Yeah, that's what we were doing.
Now, since it's on Disney Plus,
yeah. I gotta sneeze.
I really want to do Rebels, too.
Sorry.
Cause...
Yeah, I'll do Rebels. That's what she said. Oh,
oh boy. That's a good one to end on.
Okay. All right. Until then, may the force be with you.
Always.
Don't go away. I was once a Jedi like the same as your father. I was once a Jedi like the same as your father. He was the best star pilot of reality. And he was a cunning warrior. And he was a good friend. I was once a Jedi like once a Jedi Knight, the same as your father.